This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, September 20, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mostly cloudy today, temperatures in the mid-60s. State and local police evacuated several homes in Essex Monday morning after an explosive device was found in a house that was being worked on by a cleaning crew. Essex Police Chief Paul Francis says the Massachusetts State Police Bomb Squad dealt with the threat.
They did find what appeared to be an explosive device. They're not sure exactly how potent it was or what have you. They had done some x-rays to it, and then they decided the best thing to do is just take it out of there, and they're going to continue to x-ray, and then they'll dispose of it as the state police do.
All residents were allowed to return to their homes shortly thereafter. The Essex County District Attorney's Office confirmed on Monday it is investigating the shooting and killing of a stray husky at a local dog kennel by Rowley's two animal control officers last October, according to the Newburyport Daily News. The investigation began as the result of statements made by Hydrant Regency owner April Bernhardt to police after they charged her with 40 counts of animal cruelty. The Daily Item of Lynn is reporting on a Marblehead Harbor plan that may be coming to that town. A Harbor Planning Committee's current draft plan recommends repairing Marblehead's seawalls, making improvements to the Commercial Street Landing, and initiating a master plan process for Parker's Boatyard on Redstone Lane. The item is also reporting today the town of Swampscott is redirecting excess grant funding that previously aided small businesses to the Anchor Food Pantry in an effort to continue meeting the needs of residents in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Town officials held a public hearing to obtain community feedback on the plan, which gives the $25,000 remaining and a $120,000 grant to the food pantry. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox off last night, play in Cincinnati tonight against the Reds. The Beverly boys soccer team earned a 1-0 win against Danvers yesterday. The Beverly girls soccer team beat Danvers 5-2. It was their first win over the Falcons in 3 years. Field hockey today, Masco at Marblehead, and in men's college soccer tonight at 7, Keene State is at Endicott. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell here on North Shore Today.